two tools to help you manage your money better in 2021 and beyond on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by giving you two tools to manage your money better in 2021 and beyond. And they're really incredible tools, and they're not the typical tools you would think of when it comes to managing money. It's not software, it's not a calculator, it's not a budget creator. These are tools that are going to help fundamentally change the way you approach money going forward. So we're going to do that with our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth TV. Thank you so much for joining the journey. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific tools to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, one week at a time here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And this week's key, our first in the Keys to Riches, is acceptance and affirmation. It's a two-part key, and it's really important because without the first, we can't go through the second or the rest of the 13 keys without this first key, and it's acceptance. And you think, why is she talking about acceptance? Well, if we don't accept where we are, we won't have the power to change it. And when I say accept where we are, not just the bad or the good, all of it. We have to accept where we are and embrace it, whether or not we like it, so we can then create the momentum to move forward and make a change. Denial is a warm, fluffy blanket. Trust me when I tell you this, because I've swaddled myself in that very blanket. And when things go sideways, it's easier to ignore it. We don't have to take action. We can pretend like it doesn't exist, at least consciously. But with all the brain and behavior research we've done here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, we know that just because consciously you think or say or even do something, doesn't mean that the subconscious is congruent with that. And likely your subconscious knows the truth. And so the reality is that we can say one thing, but our body knows the difference. Our brain and our behavior are not in line with what we say we want. And when we don't accept problems, and if we don't embrace the issues we have, whether they're our fault or not, this has nothing to do with you making mistakes or even failing. It's about acknowledging what's going on, because reality exists. Existence exists. And if we don't address reality as it is, not how we'd like it to be, not how we sugarcoat it, but we have to address reality as it is. And if we don't address reality as it exists, then we can't make a change, because it's not on my radar. But it is. And what you focus on expands. And so if we focus on denying what's going on in our lives, the problems aren't going to solve themselves. They don't do that. That's the funny thing about problems. And the longer you ignore them, the worse they get. When you meet your challenges head on, that's when you are able to address things as they are, not as they evolve, and it makes them easier to move past when we meet things head on, up front, or as soon as possible. If you've been not paying attention to some of the signs, like how light your wallet is or how high your credit card balance is, I mean, this goes into every area of your life. If you're not happy with the size of your waistline, if you wish your wallet was as big as your waistline, but you haven't done anything about it. That's why acceptance is such a powerful tool. So we must accept what it is before we can move to change it. And if we don't have a whole lot of emotion tied up in that, we won't have a lot of impetus for change. And this is what I mean. So a lot of people don't want to accept where they are because they think they're going to be mad about it. But it's that precise emotion that gives you that impetus for change. So what we need to do is create this scenario by addressing what our issues are. Look at them. Yeah, oh, well, you know, I probably haven't worked out for a year, or I haven't saved money for a year, or, you know, COVID like made me unemployed, so I haven't like tried to even get another job for a year, whatever the issue is. Or if it's been festering for more than a year, it doesn't just have to be something that came up yesterday, but last week, last month, last year, something that you've let go and not addressed is going to continue to build momentum until you meet it head on and address it and resolve it. And so we use that emotion, that actual disgust or dissatisfaction or those feelings of failure as the power to make the change. So that's why it's really important we follow through with this acceptance key. You don't have to like it. And it's even better if you don't like it, but you must accept it in order to move to change it. So once we've accepted where we are, we need to just suspend judgment, not, you know, make us feel bad about it. You don't have to do any of that. Just take that pressure off of you and focus on, okay, here's an issue I have to address. Separate the emotion, use it as your tool for change, but don't let it overwhelm you so you can articulately, objectively, and effectively address what's on your plate. So the follow-up to this first part of the key is affirmation. And a lot of people don't believe in affirmations, or they've tried affirmations and they didn't work. Oh, that's affirmation stuff, just doesn't work for me. Well, affirmations work regardless. But if affirmations aren't working for you, it could possibly be the structure and deployment of those affirmations that's really not working for you, because self-talk is a thing. Self-talk exists. And if we're constantly telling ourselves that we're not capable of the things that we're trying to achieve, well, guess what? We're not going to achieve them, because the subconscious part of our brains is much bigger than the conscious part of our brains. And so we have to get them talking to each other and saying the same things. And that's what affirmations do. So to say an affirmation, for example, to say, well, I'm a millionaire, because that's one of your goals, you want to be a millionaire. Well, the subconscious knows you're not a millionaire. And if you weren't born into wealth, if you haven't been around wealth, if you haven't generated wealth in the past, it's likely that you're not going to believe that affirmation, because your body knows different. Or maybe somebody said to you that, oh, who do you think you are? You came from the sticks. You're never going to be anything. Or don't you know our family's always been this, whatever it is, and that's all we are, and that's what we know. And who do you think you are? And you've got, you know, parents, people of influence, peers, all these people pressuring you and telling you things, and you've probably heard it for years. And so you don't likely believe that you have the power. And then you try to deploy an affirmation like, well, I am a millionaire. If I say it, I'll become it. Sort of, kind of. So what I have done, and it's actually evolved as we've learned more about the brain and behavior, is I've created an affirmation process that helps get you from where you are to where you want to go by properly crafting and deploying these affirmations. And it was originally called the 6 P's for Affirmation Success, but now it is 8 P's. I can't believe how it's evolved, but they're super amazing. So let me just tell you about a few of these P's, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to get today's strategy for free. All you have to do is visit my new strategy website for entrepreneurs in our pre-launch phase, and you can go there and register to receive the free strategy and be a part of the VIP pre-launch. Because once we get going, that founder pack, that VIP membership for free, it's going to be gone. So visit makingsuccesssimple.com and register for today's strategy. You can claim it for free, and then you'll always be in the club, giving you and other entrepreneurs and side hustlers the tools that you need to have that entrepreneur's edge to get you where you want to go in today's marketplace. But let's get back to the keys and our affirmations. So affirmations have to have a structure. So they need to include these elements. They must be personal. They must be present tense. They must be positive. They must be within your power, precise, and practiced. So you have to have these. There's two more, but you gotta download the key. You gotta request it. Another way you can get this week's key strategy is if you're on social media, just hit me up with a direct message. I'm on Facebook at Unlock Your Wealth TV. I'm on Instagram at Unlock Your Wealth and Twitter and all of those other wonderful places in the internetverse. So visit me on the web and request it, or go to the makingsuccesssimple.com page to get the full strategy. But what you need to know is affirmations don't just work once. And that's why deployment of the affirmation, after you craft the most effective affirmation for you, now you have to deploy it properly and know when to be deploying it, when the brain is going to be most receptive to you being able to maximize the effectiveness of these affirmations. So affirmations work. If they're not working for you, it's probably the structure or deployment. So for this week's key strategy, I must accept where I am in order to address my issues to get where I want to go. I must also affirm my success, my ability to be successful, and what the future holds for me. We've got to put those affirmations to work for you successfully. And so our key affirmation for this week is, I accept my current situation with the power to know I can change it at any time. So that's your affirmation for the week. Write it down, state it, and start using it. In addition to that, our key action item for this week is to think about all of the challenges that have kept you from getting where you want to go. We're going to look at little ones. We're going to look at big ones. But get a blank piece of paper, turn it horizontally, and start writing down all of those things that you think have gotten in the way. And as we progress through the next few keys, we're going to start working on what we do with that worksheet and how we can take and turn those things that we're doing currently that are slightly ineffective, taking us off our game, and how we can retrain those behaviors to be productive ones that are more effective and helping us get where you want to go. So again, visit makingsuccesssimple.com for this week's strategy. And for more great resources, interviews, and tools to help you overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now today, just visit our show at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. I'm really excited because we have an amazing interview for you on Friday. We have the number one market analyst and Weight of the Renaissance man, Jim Woods, dropping by to give us his thoughts on what happened in the past quarter, but what's ahead for 2021. So be sure to tune in for that episode. It's a must watch. Thank you so much for being a part of today's show. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.UnlockYourWealthToday.com.
No time to read the best-selling books for your business or industry? What if I told you you could enjoy the best and most meaningful parts of a book in about 12 minutes? Believe me, I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple by helping you learn on the go just like I do with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books. and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes with Steve Cunningham and read it for me. Join tens of thousands of leaders around the world, including yours truly, who use Read It For Me to learn the biggest ideas from the world's best leadership, sales, marketing, and personal development books in less than 12 minutes. All you have to do to begin reading best-selling books and enjoying your special rate for Unlock Your Wealth fans is visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme or click on the link somewhere in this post. Learn on the go with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes. Visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme and start your 12-minute reading journey now.